Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Seven after the hour, Doug Steffen and the Good Day program, along with Rich McFadden and Ken Kessler. The focus on the president.
Hey, what about me?
Oh, I thought you were leaving. I thought you had
to. I am in a little while, but I'm here. Hi.
Okay. Hi, Jennifer. Nice to be here.
What is she, chub liver?
Very serious today. I don't know that this is going to necessarily lighten things up. The 20 million people affected by the Affordable Health Care Act, and were promised to when you file your tax return to get a break. Now, it's like the break is going to be from you. Yeah. You bought insurance through the health exchange, now be subject to penalties or exemptions for failing to get coverage. Filing your tax return got a lot harder this year. Potentially millions of you who never before had to file tax returns will now need to file. See, this is one of the cynical behind, not that I think that people ought not to be filing or paying their taxes, because we got plenty of freeloaders in this country, and it really bothers those of us who pay our fair share and then some. But when you understand that this whole thing is a big fib, that's really what this is a big fib.
I was just talking to some friends about this over the weekend.
Yeah.
They make good money.
Yeah.
Work for themselves in the real estate business and have lost their insurance and went to get new insurance and found out that their premium went up about $300 a month.
Yeah.
So they're paying like $900 a month now, or they would be. And their deductible would have been $12,000.
Mm-hmm.
So she said, I'm just not going to do it. I'm going to pay the fine, which is 1%.
I can actually play this game.
1% of
your income.
Mm-hmm.
That's your fine is.
Not your declared income, but your taxable income.
Your taxable income.
Right. Okay.
So, you know, I run a small business as part of my day job, and
Right. We
have a small amount of employees. We're a small company, but because when you have a business, you have to have 51% of your companies wanting, or your employees wanting health insurance before you can provide it for them. And the problem that we have at CRN is that several of our on-air personalities are union. And then the other ones might have insurance to their spouse, or some are still on their parents. So we've never had the 51% majority to offer health insurance to all of our employees. That being said, we broker little deals with all of the employees, you know, who might want health insurance who don't have it. One of our employees who's been with us a long time came off of her parents' policy and decided she was going to invest into covered California, and she was going to look at Obamacare. She is probably, you know, middle class, but on the lower spectrum of middle class, has her own apartment, has cars. So, you know, she doesn't have a ton of extra money to put into health insurance. So she thought she would qualify for a subsidy. No subsidy from Obamacare. So then she realized that the rates in any decent health care plan was going to be, and she's young, in her 20s, like $300 a month, because the plans that are $170 or close to $200, like you talked about, Rich, a $20,000 deductible.
Right.
It's like, what's the point of having insurance?
Right.
The co-payments are ridiculous.
That's it.
So to get a policy that has a $5,000 deductible, which is still a lot, and $60 co-payments, it was like $280, $300 a month for her. And she's young. I couldn't believe the rate.
The thing is, one of the biggest
$1,000 a month for my family.
Yeah.
And I have a $5,000 deductible.
Those of you who are listening to this right now who think
ridiculous.
That this was a good deal, how do you just, Kenny, even where are you? You didn't have any trouble signing up. What's been the impact, economic impact on you in the last year since you signed up?
It's actually been very good.
It has been.
I've been very fortunate. I because of the criminality of insurance companies before all of this happened. Mm-hmm. My insurance company dropped me because I had high blood pressure, which they were treating me for.
Can't imagine you have high blood pressure. Work with me. That's a big idea.
Really?
Yeah. But
they decided, they made some changes and they dropped me. And for years I couldn't get insurance.
Mm-hmm.
And once this came into be, I was able to get it.
Yeah.
One of the things that Ken has going for him, I think.
And do you have a tax credit coming? Hold on a second, Jen. How are you dealing with the tax credit aspect of this? Do you know?
I don't. I haven't even started to think about taxes yet.
In that, just because.
I bet you what I'm paying extra this year, Ken, pays your whole premium.
Your whole premium.
I bet you it's $300, almost $350 that I'm paying more per month this year pays your premium, or close.
I think one of the things that Ken has going for him, and this program, that the Obamacare program is discriminatory, is that it favors people who are married and who have dependents. It gives them more It does.
Richie's not feeling that
more. No, I know you're not feeling it more, but I'm telling you, had Courtney had a kid and a family, you know, and then all of a sudden she would have been able to get the subs.
Courtney's paying $300 a month. I'm paying $1,000 a month.
Yeah, but you have a family of four.
Well, it's $12,000, though. How much do you think his medical expenses would be unless there was some sort of
cancer? I know.
Here's what I told my friend to do.
Better to bet on yourself.
Forget paying for insurance. Take that $700 a month that you were going to be paying for an insurance premium with the $12,000 and just put it in a bank account.
Mm-hmm.
And just save that money, and if you have a medical expense, and then see if you can go out and get just a catastrophic coverage plan, so that if, God forbid, something big does happen, like what I went through a few years ago, you've got coverage for that $40,000, $50,000 issue.
Yeah.
But to give the insurance companies and the government your money with a $12,000...
No. Outrageous. All right, Tony, that's the overview and something to look out for if you haven't started working on your taxes yet. Here's some information for those of you who would like to find the ultimate hair growth remedy. Time to stop your beautiful hair from falling out and thinning prematurely. You need Provia. If you want healthier, thicker, fuller hair, you need to restore the hair's ability to get through the pores on your scalp. Got to have Provia to cleanse the scalp and get the new hair started. It is an all-natural, all wonderfully produced product that nourishes your hair follicles in your scalp. It stimulates natural hair growth from under your scalp. It promotes thicker, fuller, faster growing hair, and the formula is for both men and women, effective for all hair types. Doesn't make any difference. You need to call 800-525-8319 and order Provia today. You'll get not only the regular Provia, but you'll get the new Provia Super Concentrate as part of the gig. 800-525-8319. Upgrade also to priority shipping. That'll come to you free. 800-525-8319. So put it on before you go to bed. Put it on in the morning when you get up. Help it along. Get it back faster, that hair of yours. 800-525-8319.
As an entrepreneur, you're always on the go. So turn your mobile phone into a business phone system with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Get a new business number or keep your current one. Sound professional with a main greeting and multiple extensions that forward callers to your mobile phone. You can even get voicemails transcribed. Join over 150,000 small businesses who stay connected with Grasshopper. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
Dr. Ken Kronhaus now joins us here on the Doug Steffen Good Day program for an overview of some of the important medical news this week. Sore throats and scary bacteria having nothing to do with what's going on at UCLA Medical Center, Ken, right?
Let's try and get through it today. Annals of Internal Medicine this week, Doug. A potentially deadly bacteria is responsible for 1 in 5 sore throats in young adults. Patients with this bacteria, it's called Fusobacterium necrophorum, can get a negative result on a strep test, but are at risk for an abscess that blocks the airway. If it looks like strep, but it's not strep, it could be this. Most sore throats get better without treatment, but antibiotics should be prescribed when a patient has a sore throat with fever, difficulty swallowing, and swollen tonsils, but a negative strep test. Necrophorum, Doug, is easy to treat with penicillin and remarkably only occurs in people aged 15 to 30 years old, and we don't know why.
Wow. All right, so there's something to be aware of. Necrophorum. What a name. It sounds horrible when you listen to it. Oof, sounds like instant death. All right, drinking too much water and what that does to us. Latest study on that, Ken?
Drinking too much water, Doug, can cause a number of bodily disturbances, including excessive sweating and sleep disorders. The often prescribed 2 liters of water a day may be far too much. Folks who panic if they go even a short period of time without a gulp of water are called alcoholics. The best way to tell whether you need to hydrate yourself is if you are thirsty.
Drink, if you're thirsty, don't overdo it.
Exactly.
But that flies in the face of a lot of things that we've heard. Drink 8 glasses of water a day,
exactly.
et cetera.
Drink when you're thirsty, and make sure there's something in it unless you're very thirsty. Then you can take plain water, but you don't keep the water in the pipes unless there's something in it. Remember your high school chemistry.
All right, let's go to this UCLA circumstance here, the superbug. 7 people are infected, 179 were exposed over the last part of last year, first part of this year. I made that reference after I saw that you were going to talk about sore throats. That's a scary bacteria. This is really scary.
This really is. UCLA has reported that nearly 180 patients were exposed to a potentially deadly superbug on contaminated medical instruments that infected 7 patients and may have contributed to 2 deaths. A total of 179 patients at Ronald Reagan UCLA Medical Center were exposed to antibiotic-resistant, carbapenem-resistant, Enterobacter, this is abbreviated CRE, during endoscopic procedures between October and January, Doug. CRE outbreaks are difficult to treat because some varieties are resistant to most known antibiotics. CRE can contribute to death in up to half of seriously infected patients. This carbapenem, this is our antibiotic of last resort, and when bugs are resistant to it, we don't know what to do.
Another problem for Superman, it looks like.
Well, the sterilization procedures for these endoscopes need to be upgraded, and that's what's going on at hospitals throughout the country.
All right, let's talk quickly about the Americans who are at risk of carcinogenic exposure from drinking soda pop.
PLOS One Journal this week, about half of Americans over age 6, Doug, may be exposing themselves to a cancer-causing carcinogen daily. Many sodas with caramel coloring contain the human carcinogen 4-methylimidazole. This is abbreviated 4-MEI, a compound that is sometimes produced during manufacturing and is known to cause cancer. There's no federal limit yet for 4-MEI in foods or beverages. Consumer Reports has petitioned the FDA to set limits on a potential carcinogen, and we wait their response.
All right, let's talk for a minute about the state of the art when it comes to renewing and repairing what is around your eyes, Ken, courtesy of the folks who bring us Genucel.
Ladies and gentlemen, these bags under your eyes give way away your age. Genucel from Chamonix will fix this problem while targeting those stubborn bags with effective all-natural ingredients. See, it's all about the science. Genucel uses plant stem cell technology to give you beautiful, healthy, glowing skin free of bags and puffiness, and the results are amazing. Here's Anne from Sherman Oaks, California. She says, right away I felt my skin tightening up. My normal routine is now just Genucel instead of layers and layers of makeup. Amazing product, and you'll not go a day without it. Everyone is using Genucel these days. She says, even me, I use it and absolutely love it. And yes, Genucel works for both men and women. In fact, with its instant effects, you'll see results in the first 12 hours, guaranteed or your money back.
800-822-6145. Procures Genucel for you. 800-822-6145. Take Dr. Ken's advice. Use it to get rid of the puffiness and bags around your eyes. 800-822-6145.
Do good people ever want to call an attorney just to find out if they're right or wrong? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what are you forced to think about first? Money. If you could call as often as you wanted and talk as long as you need without a bill, would you call? Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
This is David Cordani, CEO of Cigna. For more than 20 years, Cigna has worked with the March of Dimes to address premature births in the U.S. Thank you for taking time to learn more about how you could support March for Babies in 2015. Premature births cause horrible suffering and cost billions of dollars each year. That's why Cigna is committed to raising funds and awareness through our employees, family, and friends to improve the health of moms and babies. Please join us in supporting the March for Babies. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Luck, Texas, old West film set, sits on a corner of his sprawling hill country ranch, opening up the saloon doors to Hollywood, waiting for the miracle to come, is what it is called, this movie. It's a fantasy adventure flick starring Willie Nelson in one of the lead roles. He filmed in the same Lone Star spot built for Redheaded Stranger. Do I remember that movie? That's a 1980s movie, Redheaded Stranger.
I don't remember that.
Remember that? Written and directed by an Australian filmmaker named Leon Lunson. Waiting for the Miracle to Come is about a young girl played by Sophie Lowe, who's in beautiful Kate and Adore, finds a letter from her late father directing her to a gold mine in a remote area of California. That's where she meets two retired vaudevillian stars, played by Nelson and Bono. That sounds like a combination and a half, doesn't it?
How's he going to do that with his broken arm, with his arm in a cage?
Bono in a, he's not going to be there forever.
It's CGI. Yeah,
I could do that. Yeah, maybe that's what it is.
Right up there with the Beatles. One of the greatest bands of all time.
You think they're with the Beatles? Come on, what are you talking
about? Yes. I would put the Beatles on top, but I would say Led Zeppelin, U2, and the Beatles, probably top spot for me. Yeah. Top five bands. Yeah. They just reinvented themselves, like, every week. They were able to do something different. And they failed sometimes, but, I mean, the amount of music that the U2 was able to write and the difference in the creativity is amazing.
All right, Richie, can you go to the video of the day today?
Yeah.
This is from YouTuber Robert Jones, who's built quite a following creating tribute videos to various kinds of pop culture. Latest is his tribute to the teen films of the 80s, all set to the hit song Don't You Forget About Me, which came from The Breakfast Club. The movies that are featured in the video, you got to see this. The song's nice to hear, but it doesn't give you a clue as to what is in the video box at DougStephan.com. Videos that are the tribute is aimed at Breakfast Club, Adventures in Babysitting, 16 Candles, American Werewolf in London, Back to School, Back to the Future, Better Off Dead.
All my favorite movies.
Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure, Dirty Dancing, Fast Times at Ridgemont High, Ferris Bueller's Day Off, Flashdance, Footloose, Heathers, The Karate Kid, Lost Boys, One Crazy Summer, Pretty in Pink, Real Genius, Revenge of the Nerds, Risky Business, Say Anything, Some Kind of Wonderful, Stand By Me, Summer School, Teen Wolf, The Goonies, and Weird Science. All are part of this video. This is really well done. I don't know, Kenny, much about... I know I recognize the name, but he's done a lot of this sort of thing or other creative things.
A lot of this kind of thing.
Yeah. What was the last one he did, do you remember?
He did a mashup of Friends and Guardians of the Galaxy.
Really? Any good?
These are all of my favorite movies.
Very entertaining.
Yeah, this is very entertaining, too. I see Richie spent a lot of time watching this.
I will watch this multiple times.
All right, check out the video of the day. Good for you to see at DougStephan.com.
Insight Daily Radio. New York Times bestselling author Allison Pataki follows up on her critically acclaimed debut novel with the little-known and tumultuous love story of Sisi, the Austro-Hungarian empress and captivating wife of Emperor Franz Joseph. We spoke with her about this newest historical novel, The Accidental Empress.
I love writing historical fiction about the women who were leading ladies of their own times and yet who have become footnotes in the historical record. And that was the case with Peggy in The Traitor's Wife, and that is certainly the case with Sisi in The Accidental Empress. And what's so fun for me is that both of these women, both of these leading ladies in my novels, really had a front row seat to history and were shaping the events of their time and were incredibly intelligent and powerful and related, yes, married to incredibly powerful men. And yet the version of the historical record that we know, the version of the history that has persisted, has been the male version. So everybody knows Benedict Arnold and his treason, and everybody knows about the great emperors of the Habsburg Empire and that Franz Ferdinand was assassinated, and that was what began World War I. But if we go back to these time periods that are very well known, that they do have touchstones for an American audience, for American readers, the way I want to use my historical fiction is to present an alternative view of things or a new way of looking at it, a new way in. And that is through the woman's story, which is, in my opinion, as interesting, if not more interesting, and which allows us to have a new perspective and really allows us to go behind the scenes and into the drama and the history.
That's author Allison Pataki on her new historical novel, The Accidental Empress. Insight Daily Radio.
Independently leading the way for the nation. Compelling talk for every political persuasion. We are GCN.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. Legal. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out...
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason! Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at gcnlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at gcnlive.com.
Some of the damage from today and this week, depression and its connection to social media. We've been talking a lot about depression because I've admitted being depressed, and I know a lot of you are too. One of the things that's bothersome is the weather around the farm and the stuff going on in New England. That's very troubling, and so there's that connection. But how is depression in general connected to the social media? We'll find out. Dr. Joy Brown is going to join us in a few minutes to talk about that. I think it's an important thing for us to understand. One of these, you know, it's just really... because there's so much bad weather, we got to look out for the cold weather. Understanding pretty much the entire eastern half of the country is in an ice box from the Canadian border down to the Gulf Coast. Temperatures 25 to 45 degrees below average. 115 million people in 27 states are shivering today. Schools are closed again today. There hasn't been school. There has been 4 days of school so far in February in my hometown. 4 days.
Wow.
And so what are they going to do? They can't get the buses up and down the street. Yeah. The streets aren't cleared up enough. Plus the fact the schools are losing. They had power outages. The pipes were bursting because there's no heat. That kind of stuff. So many parts of the lower 48 are colder than Alaska is today. So I like that, boys and girls.
It's... I think it was like 8 degrees when I walked in here in D.C.,
yeah. All right, speaking of D.C., the District of Columbia, in spite of, or is that despite or in spite of the frigid and cold, horrible, hazardous conditions, shut down federal offices, it appears that there was a snowball fight story at DougStephan.com. First organized snowball fight of the season in Washington, the Snowball Fight Association. My God, they have a thing in Washington called the Snowball Fight Association.
It happens every year.
Created an event on its Facebook page inviting the district snowballers to a benefit, a benevolent snowball battle. Where is Meridian Hill Park, Richie?
Near DuPont Circle.
Is it? Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. So a lot of hundreds and hundreds of D.C. residents showing up at 11 o'clock yesterday, taking advantage of the snow, the nation's capital, and 4 or 5 inches.
Not like awesome. They were interviewing this one guy, and it's all like these 20-year-olds that live down there. You know, they just graduated from college. They have jobs down on the hill or something like that. They live in DuPont Circle.
Yeah.
And they're interviewing this one kid. And he's like, well, you know, it's just a lot of fun. And we go down here and whap, right in the face.
In the head.
He's been interviewed.
Nice. You know what? It's okay if they're soft. But when they get hard and they're icy, that really can hurt.
It was a powdery snow. So
It can be dangerous. Some people are vicious when they throw those things around.
But
I saw one go through a window.
We usually get a couple of decent snows a year. And this usually, breaks out.
Right.
Each time.
So, let's see here. There's a costume contest for the craziest looking snowball fighter. $75 gift card from an Irish restaurant and bar in the D.C. area. So there you go. Big time there. People in Washington, this is probably good. They ought to have this going on all the time, then they won't screw everything else up. Richie would be happy to know there is a new kind of crafter's beer. This is a craze all over the place. I told you about Jack's Abbey Beer in Framingham. They have 4 or 5 different types of beer, and they're exploding in popularity. They have to move out of the place where they're in and go to one that's 3-4 times bigger. I know about them because they're in my hometown. I also get the brewer's grain to feed to my cows when we can find some that's not frozen, and that's been a real problem the last, 2-3 weeks. So, anyway, this craft beer industry is really, really ramping up. And the current craze, apparently, Richie, is to barrel age beers. I don't know what barrel aged. Well, I guess they put them in either the aluminum kegs or they put them in wooden kegs.
They're starting to do them in wooden kegs a little bit too. Yeah.
So they're now trying to acquire used barrels from distilleries and wineries. That's the wooden ones. Most common barrels used in brewing are those from bourbon, whiskey, and red wine, because they pair best with certain beer styles. Barrels can be used only once during bourbon distilling, then reused in whiskey and scotch distilling or sold to breweries. And because of the growing scarcity of barrels, some breweries are turning toward aging in a container that holds wood spirals instead. Aging with spirals also speeds up the process. So I'm interested in, the national chain Gunite City Food and Brewery going to release a Scottish ale aged in whiskey-soaked oak spirals called Way Up Your Kilt.
I had one yesterday, and I'm trying to look for it to see what's in it. But it was basically a recipe back at Thomas Jefferson Brewery.
Yeah, really?
And they only used grains and ingredients that he would have had access to.
Yep.
And it was good. It was really good.
You liked the taste of it.
It was a little bitter, like an IPA. Yeah. But I liked it. Yeah, it was fun.
All right, let's see what else is happening here around the country. Visitors to Yellowstone National Park this month, typically not worrying much about coming across any grizzly bears. This year, however, you better pack your bear spray. Officials say they've spotted grizzlies feasting on bison carcasses a month earlier than usual. And it's not warm, so one wonders if they're not getting food and they're becoming a little more bold. However, out there, they've had warm and cold temperatures. And the warm temperatures, they say, are the culprit, certainly an indicator, but not necessarily a rush of bears leaving their dens. But if there's one, though, it's safe to assume there will be others, say the park rangers. It's not unheard of for a bear to leave the den briefly if it gets warm enough and then go back in to hibernate some more. The fact is this one was eating probably means that there are others that are out looking for food. So 600 grizzlies live in Yellowstone. More than half of the bears in the entire country live in Yellowstone, these grizzlies.
Wow.
So look out. Look out for the bears. It's 20 before the hour on Doug's Good Day.
What's the secret to great business trips? Choice Hotels, where you'll find everything a business traveler needs, like a generous rewards program. And right now, choose Choice twice for two separate trips and get a night at no price. Stay for business at Choice Hotels and book now at choicehotels.com. Great endings begin here. Free night based on an 8,000-point Choice Privileges reward night at over 1,500 hotels. Valid 2/19/15 through 4/22/15. Requires registration and two separate qualifying stays. Other terms and conditions apply. Details at choicehotels.com.
For deals on the latest hardwood flooring trends, get to Lumber Liquidators. Don't settle for the stuff at the big box stores. We've got all the hottest flooring styles for less, like the timeless look of real oak. This week, get pre-finished oak hardwood for less than you pay for laminate in other stores. Now, it's an incredible 99 cents. Or get 3/4-inch solid pre-finished red oak for $2.59. Plus, it's your last chance to save $500 on Bellawood. Get deals on bamboo, laminates, and more from 49 cents. And special financing. Don't miss this season's hottest hardwood deals. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
I like my breakfast like I like my rock. Soft. So I eat Belvita Soft Baked Breakfast Biscuits, a tasty breakfast option for nutritious morning energy. It's just what I want before riding a flute solo that will softly rock every dentist's office around. Try Belvita Soft Baked in oats and chocolate, cinnamon, mixed berry, and banana bread. Belvita, morn and win.
You may be eating more seafood during Lent, but is it enough? Dietary guidelines recommend 2 servings a week, though most Americans fall short of this goal. Registered dietitian Dr. Wendy Bazillion offers simple tips for making flavorful seafood at home during Lent and year-round.
The key to eating more seafood at home is making it taste great. Spices and herbs make good-for-you proteins like salmon, tilapia, and shrimp even more enjoyable. Use seasoning blends to simplify meal prep and make tasty, family-pleasing dinners. On salmon, try a salt-free blend like McCormick Perfect Pinch Fiesta Citrus Seasoning. With all that flavor, you won't miss the salt. Or bake fish in a foil packet to lock in the moisture. Brush lemon juice mixed with Italian seasoning and black pepper onto a mild white fish like cod or tilapia. Add colorful chopped veggies for a full meal with easy cleanup.
For these recipes and more, visit McCormick.com or find McCormick Spice on Facebook and Pinterest.
I'm Jane Applegate, small business expert, with another tip for growing your business, brought to you by Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Set up multiple local numbers to give your business the appearance of being local, no matter where your office is. I also recommend adding a toll-free number to make it easy to serve national customers. There are some 800 numbers, but you can also have an 877-866 or 844 toll-free vanity number that makes your number easy to remember and promotes your business. Keep listening for more ideas here and visit grasshopper.com.
Alright, so at 17 before the hour, you'll be happy to know that more than a billion people in China are celebrating the Chinese New Year. That's starting today, and it lasts for about a month, isn't it? Based on the lunar calendar, celebrated across the world. There's a lot of parades in Chinatowns in our country around the year.
Yep.
Right? New beginnings. Chinese New Year, fresh start. Imagine that, a billion, 3 or 4 that live in the country.
Wow.
So not all of them are old enough to celebrate, but at any rate, there's something for us to celebrate. We need more things to celebrate. We were just talking about the grizzly population out at Yellowstone. Now there's a focus on the great shark population. Matter of fact, story at DougSteffen.com today, focusing on the organizers of the Great Shark Race in Florida, Richie. Fin fans, they're called. Fin fans.
What is the Great Shark Race?
What happens is the Guy Harvey Ocean Foundation has a race every year, and individuals place bets up to, you can get, if I understand it correctly, Kenny, businesses, individuals place bets by ponying up a $5,000 fee to purchase a tracking tag and have it attached to make sure that their shark, the one they're betting on, comes in first or wherever they are. They're tagged, so when the race begins, they watch them, and whoever finishes first wins the purse. Is that about it?
Yeah, whichever shark travels the farthest in, I think, a six-month period.
Yeah, where do they go? Normally go from where to where?
They go, 6 months is a long time. They go up and down the coast.
Yeah, our coast.
Yeah.
East Coast or West Coast. I think it's West Coast, isn't it?
Well, it's in Florida.
Yeah,
so
all right.
Probably
well,
East Coast.
You're probably right about that. Gee whiz.
That's funny.
Florida's Great Shark Race will not begin, though, until, what is it, April, 1st of April? And there's another one that happens in June. But now you've got to get your bets in. You have to get everything. The arrangements have to be done in the next month in order for
right.
it to... Right, that's it. Okay, so there you go. If you're excited about sharks and shark races, no sharks here. Just Dr. Joy Brown up next to focus on depression and help you out there on Good Day.
What do you do with savory Johnsonville Italian sausage?
Well, I turn regular pasta into
Mom's famous rigatoni and saucer.
I turn plain pasta into Uncle Charlie's world-renowned baked ziti.
With Johnsonville, I make Judy's legendary spaghetti and meatball.
Create your world-famous pasta dish. Pick up Johnsonville Italian sausage in links or ground and bring sizzle to pasta night.
What's the secret to great business trips? Choice Hotels, where you'll find everything a business traveler needs, like a generous rewards program. And right now, choose Choice twice for two separate trips and get a night at no price. Stay for business at Choice Hotels and book now at choicehotels.com. Great endings begin here. Free night based on an 8,000-point Choice Privileges Reward night at over 1,500 hotels. Valid 2/19/15 through 4/22/15. Requires registration and two separate qualifying stays. Other terms and conditions apply. Details at choicehotels.com.
All right, so we have a problem in our country with the weather, people paying their taxes. Generally speaking, wintertime brings about depression. It's normally not necessarily something that we would expect to happen to people in Florida or in the southwest or west coast of our country, but there is a lot of it this year. And apparently, Joy, Dr. Joy Brown is here with us, who has her extraordinarily well-done radio program. How do you like that? Well done.
It's well done.
Rare and well done.
Oh, there we go.
Every day from noon
until
3, East Coast time, a lot of great radio stations around the country. Find out. You can listen, actually, by just going to drjoy.com. All right, and if you have a question for her, dial 855-99-DR-JOY anytime, day or night. And get the answers to your questions on the air. Anyway, so depression, it seems to be greater in older folks. Like, I know that I've been depressed the last 3 or 4 weeks because of the weather and other things that are going on.
Before we go on in this, I think we have to differentiate between fed up.
I'm clinically depressed.
All right, so has this happened before? Because there is something called seasonal affective disorder.
Yes, and that's what has brought this on.
Tell us what the difference between the two is, Joy, please.
All right, well, first of all, depression is a misused term in this society.
I'm depressed. A lot of people say, I'm depressed.
And what they mean is I'm hungover, or I'm sad, or I hate my job, or my marriage isn't very good. But depression, interestingly enough, is something that... When we feel sad or upset, we can usually point to something outside of ourselves and say, that's what's causing it. I'm really depressed that Seattle lost the Super Bowl. Yeah. That's not depression.
That's not what we're talking about.
What depression has historically been defined as a chemical imbalance, so it's almost by definition internal. Now, interestingly enough, SAD, seasonal affective disorder, is kind of straddles the line between the two, because exactly as you say, Doug, there are a certain number of people who are very affected by the weather, and as you also pointed out, it seems to have something to do with the amount of sunlight. For example, one of the treatments for SAD is a sun lamp, believe it or not. The idea being that the pituitary gland and thyroid are very phototrophic. They're very sensitive to light. And so those are kind of the master switches of the emotions in our body. So the idea is, if you take somebody who, in fact, now, and you heard, I just made the distinction between depression being an internal issue as opposed to something outside of you. So SAD sort of straddles that issue, because you could say, well, it's because of the weather, and it's actually not the weather per se, it's the amount of sunlight. So the cure for SAD to a certain extent is sunlight, which means go to Florida, get a sun lamp, because it's one of those kind of odd psychological things that is sort of halfway between how we usually classically think of depression and sadness. So, and even the term seasonal affective disorder, sad, sort of straddles the term. So, but for a lot of people, this has been a very long, tedious, cold, difficult winter.
Yeah.
Now, there's also a third category here, which is people who may be prone to depression, who can kind of be tipped over the edge by something as tedious as this winter. So they may not be depressed, they may not be sad, they may just be kind of sort of on the border there. But get some sunlight.
Help with depression, sunlight. Look on the bright side of life, if you will. Dr. Joy Brown, 855-99, Dr. Joy.
Life is quite absurd. Must always face the curtain with a bang. Forget about your seat. Give me your...
The Freeze Dry Guy presents Freeze Dried Turkey, Freeze Dried Ham, and the No Bake Casserole Unit February Sale. Listen, if you trust the Freeze Dry Guy, as thousands have for their emergency food supply since 1970, don't wait to hear how great this deal is, because it's unlimited supply. Call 866-404-3663 and ask for our new Turkey and Ham Unit. Normal retail price, $359.94. Sale price, $251.94. You save $108. And it's chock full of high-quality, great-tasting Freeze Dried Diced Turkey and Ham from Mountain House, the gold standard in long-term storage products. Or get the Freeze Dry Guy's No Bake Casserole Unit. 153 servings per case at normal retail price of $215.94. Sale price $172.75. You save $43.19. But supplies are limited, and we always pay shipping right to your door within the lower 48 states. Call 866-404-3663 and make freezedryguy.com a favorite and check for monthly specials. Don't miss the Freeze Dry Guy's February sale. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
From Barbara Streisand, from the movie The Way We Were, song number one during this week in 1974, as was the movie. So a movie memory, movie music, starting movie moments. Chucker is off today and tomorrow, so we'll be working our way through the contest and whatever movie news there is, plus tomorrow, obviously, the end of the week and debut of new movies. We'll talk about them as well. Meanwhile, it's very cool to get into these movies. There's a sequel that's just come out for this one. Maybe this will help you a little bit. One of the stars of this movie turned 60 today, been involved in an HBO series the last 3 years, done very well there, is considered to be a very good actor. And I think since the first movie he was in with all of that ensemble, if I tell you what it is, it kind of gives it away. So
we're kind of getting warm as it is.
Really?
All right, let's see.
All right, here we go. First clue.
I expected the Rocky Mountains to be a little rockier than this.
I was thinking the same thing. That John Denver's full of man.
All right, so those are the two stars. And it was, I wouldn't mind seeing more. I hear about it. I kind of would like to go back and see the original and then see this one that comes. It's just such a contrast in the character he plays on that HBO series. Here's the second clue.
Oh, I know what it is.
Yeah, I called her up. She gave me a bunch of crap about me not listening to her enough or something. I don't know. I wasn't really paying attention.
All right, 888-302-3684. You want to qualify to our for the drawings to the Breakers, not the Breakers. How do I say the Breakers? I'm talking about Palm Beach. The Broadmoor out in Colorado Springs. You'll become a qualifier for that drawing next month if you can identify this movie. Last clue.
Just when I think you couldn't possibly be any dumber, you go and do something like this and totally redeem yourself.
Okay. I think that helps out.
I never
a little
saw
bit.
This.
No, I didn't either, but I was intrigued with, actually, believe it or not, I was intrigued with the trailers that I saw for the remake, which has just been out a little while ago, Kenny, right? Wasn't it out last fall?
Yeah,
the second fall. On this one, yeah. 888-302-3684. Okay, we'll figure out what the movie name is. We'll qualify somebody for the drawing. We'll give you some movie news in a moment here on Good Day.
Wow, you look fabulous.
Thanks.
I mean, so refreshed.
Must be the free facial I earned during February at Rite Aid.
February?
Yeah, you can earn all these great rewards just by shopping at Rite Aid.
That sounds fab.
It's February at Rite Aid. Earn rewards from mini golf to beauty treatments to vacations for every $50 you spend on participating products with your Wellness Plus card. Now through February 28th. Get shopping and start earning rewards today. Certain restrictions apply. Value and types of rewards will vary. See RiteAid.com/February for details.
Private mortgage insurance, or PMI, can cost you thousands. The Quicken Loans PMI Advantage is our lender-paid mortgage insurance program. You see, we pay the PMI so you don't have to. PMI Advantage can give you more options, more flexibility, and may save you thousands when you refinance. To learn more, call us at 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN, or visit us at quickenloans.com.
Important terms and conditions apply. Calls for cost information. Equal housing lender. License to all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Hi, welcome to Staples. How can I help you?
Hey, Staples guy, my computer just died. Can you help?
Sure. Staples has laptops, tablets, smartphones, and even more online.
Setup, repair, support, antivirus.
Is it expensive?
It's not. We even have free recycling.
So I can bring in my desktop from 20 years ago?
Yep, bring it in.
How can I thank you?
We have thank you notes, chocolate, stickers, pen and pencil gifts.
Make on budget happen, make up and running happen. Staples, make more happen. Now at Staples, get an Asus X205 laptop for only $149, powered by Intel. Offer valid through 2/21/15 in-store and online while supplies last.
888-553-7536. Let's see here. Daniel is in Santa Barbara listening to Good Day. Hi, Daniel.
Hello.
So what do you think the name of the movie is?
Dumb and Dumber.
Dumb and Dumber, followed by Dumb and Dumber 2. Jeff Daniels, one of the stars, is 60 today. So that's a good thing for him and a good thing for you because you've qualified for our drawing to the Broadmoor in Colorado Springs. It'll take place next month. Good luck to you. Congratulations. Hold on just a second. Kara will talk to you whilst we bring you up to date on some of the movie news. I was pointing out earlier the poll today at DougStefan.com, which focuses on the Oscars coming up this weekend, asking you which movie you think will win the Academy Award for Best Picture. American Sniper, Birdman, Boyhood, Grand Budapest Hotel, The Imitation Game, Selma, The Theory of Everything, and Whiplash. Which one of those do you think is going to take the cake? Willie Nelson and Bono are teaming up for a new movie filmed on Willie Nelson's ranch in Texas. It looks like a very interesting story called Waiting for the Miracle to Come, starring Nelson and Bono.
Apparently, the bars at the Oscars, the Dolby Theater in Hollywood,
yeah,
has a little cockroach issue.
Really?
So if you go to TMZ, you can see the dead cockroaches inside.
Oh, how swell.
The Dolby Theater bars as all the people get ready to get their drinks on for the Oscars.
Good news. Well, we won't be able to get around Hollywood much on Sunday, if you're sure of that. 59 after on Good Day.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. If you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.